Well, hi there, and welcome to another episode of Non-Dal Influencers Podcast. My name is Ginger Bell, and I'm not your regular host. Normally, we have a Nate on here, but I am stepping in because I have some very exciting news and someone that I want to introduce to you, and that is the new host of the Non-Dal Influencers Podcast, Mr. Matt Coles. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Ginger. You're doing a fantastic job as host. I'm going to have to step into those big shoes at some point, I'm sure.
You just need a mic and a headset and you'll be fine. Yeah, in fact, you know what? I mean, it's like you are no stranger to video at all. But I want to begin, first of all, with an introduction. So for those of you who are watching or listening who are not familiar with Matt has been in the industry for 20 years, 15 years?
25 years at this point.
Wow. You started out when you were five.
Started when I was seven.
Seven. Okay. Not bad. Yeah. Yeah. And so obviously stepping into this role now, and let's, I want to introduce that because you are stepping into the role of the national sales manager for First Funding. And Nate has been in that role for quite a while. And so how did that happen?
Yeah, so, you know, I've known Nate, geez, probably since he first started at First Funding. In fact, I think I might have been one of the first account executives to take him out in the field.
I think so, 100%.
Yeah, and he came out to LA. And we just, you know, we connected right away. It's very easy to get along with Nate, as most people know. And he's been a tremendous friend. I've always respected him. I've always thought he's one of the smartest guys in the industry that I've ever known. And, you know, he got named, you know, 40 under 40 at one point. And he called me up and he told me about that. We celebrated. It was fantastic. And then I'm driving on the 405 one day. And he calls me and he says, "Hey, I'm moving up to the president of First Funding." And I was overjoyed with it. You know, I was overcome with emotion. Anyone who knows me knows I wear my emotions on my sleeve. And I was so proud of him. And it was just a really awesome moment to see somebody succeed. You know, just see one of my best friends succeed at what he
and
was trying to do.
Especially at a young age. I mean,
yeah, especially, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I joke around with him, but I said he's the youngest president of a warehouse facility by like 30 years.
Yeah. And probably out of a lot of companies, you know, I mean, you and I have had this conversation just in terms of just our industry. And so I think Nate is definitely leading the pack and has for a long time as far as being that next generation of leaders.
Right. Fantastic leader. Again, like one of the smartest people. I've sat with him across many, many loan originators. And when he talks at a level like this. And I'm kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to bring it down here because this is the level I talk. So he's, you know, but of course I went back in a bit.
Okay, so I want to bring back to the gun. So you're on the 405. And for those of you who are not from California, that is a pretty major freeway in California, but all the highways in California begin with the, I mean, not really, but they do. So if you're listening and you're not from California, that's what he's talking about.
I took Mulholland to the 101 and to the 405. I transitioned back into business mode really quick after I had my moment of celebration for him. And I'm like, okay, well, Nate and First Funding is also one of my number one referral partners. So hold on, who's taking this seat? Was my next question.
Right.
You know, they got to pass me. You know, they got to pass my sniff test, essentially. And he said, "I threw your name out there," and I just started laughing. And I laughed, and I said, "Mate, you know, I'm very comfortable with my career right now. I've had many years at my current employer, over a decade. I'm at a company that I respect. I'm at a company that I have had tremendous success at. Good luck trying to get me to come over." And he took the challenge head on, and we've had a couple follow-up conversations. And then, you know, at one point, it just, I looked at Nate and it was kind of like, why wouldn't I work for one of the guys that I respect the most in the industry and who I consider one of the smartest people I've ever met. So why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So super excited. You know, just not an easy decision to leave, right? You go through a lot of emotions as you're making a transition, but I just couldn't be happier over my first 90 days at First Funding.
Well, I can tell you when Nate, you know, same thing when Nate called me and, you know, I have been a consultant to First Funding for probably like 15 years and helped them on a lot of projects. And Nate has definitely been very involved in the transition, you know, when he was an account executive, becoming, you know, national sales manager and now to president. So I was like you, when he called me, I was like proud mom moment, you know?
Yeah.
But he's had great leaders that he's followed. And I can tell you, Jim Dunkerley, who's the founder of First Funding, is definitely one of those people that when you want to work with the best of the best, he's it. And so it's very much the culture at First Funding of good people. And so when Nate called and told me about one, the promotion, and then two, that you were coming on board, I was so excited because it's like, it is the perfect fit. I mean, it was absolutely the perfect fit.
It's amazing because I still get goosebumps when I think about it. I know the First Funding team really well, right?
Yeah.
I know Jim, tremendous amount of respect for Jim and what he's built. And then the sales team that was already in place. I have a great relationship with the entire sales team that was already here that Nate has cultivated and trained and brought on. And they're all successful and they're all fantastic salespeople. So I was stepping into a situation with a great friend who I have tremendous respect for, a company built by somebody that I have tremendous respect for, and then a sales team that is fantastic. So it was a no-lose situation for me.
Yeah. So let's talk about the situation, because obviously First Funding provides warehouse facilities for non-delegated correspondents. And, you know, you and I back in the day did a lot of training when non-dels were called mini correspondents, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope we finally ditched that name after many years. I've talked to many marketing people in my lifetime, whether we should call it non-del or mini correspondent. And I think that the mini correspondent name is no bueno.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember a few conversations you and I had about that. It's like, it's not what it is.
Nobody wants to be mini. Nobody wants to be,
Or maxi. I mean, it's like you know, so what does that mean? So what does it mean to be a non-DAO? I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah. So I'll go back to like the first day that I was at First Funding. You know, I always make the joke, actually Nate makes the joke at my expense that I didn't know what to do with my hands. Right. So I was like, what am I supposed to do?
Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know any passwords. I didn't really know anything about what I was doing. And, you know, it's kind of scary, right? It's been a long time since I've done a job day one where I felt like very not aware of what was going on around me. It's been many, 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 many years. And so the transition and what the team has already built, right, is that First Funding's kind of been known for the broker to banker transitions, right? That's kind of what we built our foundation on is, oh, okay, well, go to First Funding when you want to get started, which we absolutely are. We can help people get started. Mm-hmm. But we're evolving to a much, you know, a facility provider that can serve you when you're moving up, you know, when you want to move from a $5 million facility to a $15 million facility because you're growing, or a $15 million facility to a $45 million facility because you're growing. We can support everyone at every single step of this transition. And we're super excited about it. What we're actually seeing though, Ginger, is, our core customers are having success. They're getting bigger. They're having, you know, even though the rates have kind of been, you know, up and down, they're growing and they're having tremendous success. What we're also seeing is a lot of the retail originators that have kind of dipped their toes into wholesale maybe over the last 12 months are saying, okay, I got this. Let me now go out and start doing my own thing. So we're seeing a lot of the retail people move over to, hey, I had my broker, you know, I was working for a broker, and now I kind of want to go start my own thing. And that's what we're trying to see. That's what we're starting to see a lot of leads on.
Definitely. Well, and, you know, obviously what we've been through over the last, you know, year and a half, changing rate environment, has also, you know, had a lot of people say, hey, I want my own brand. I want my own business. I want to be in control. And if you look at really the whole transition on why retail became as big as it did back in 2008, 2009, 2010, a lot of it was A, compliance, right? And obviously we were going through changes back then, but mostly A, compliance and the CFPB. And so it's like, with partners like strategic compliance partners, you know, it's like, those are things, it's like, that's not as big of a deal. And so a lot of originators are like, why am I, you know, giving up a certain amount when I can have my control?
When you and I first started having these conversations, I don't know, what was that, 10, 12, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
The biggest challenge that everyone talked about was technology. I don't have the technology to be able to support that move. And that has been solved.
Yeah.
Technology really is the easiest part of making that transition. It's very,
honestly, probably better on your own, because there are definitely some retail branches that make you use technology that you're like,
yeah.
And I talked to originators where it's like, yeah, I don't even use it.
Yeah. And so, yeah, one of the biggest focuses that I have this first year, you know, I speak wholesale account executives, right? That's my background. Right. And I have successfully helped a lot of clients move from broker to banker on that side of the fence. And so one of the things that I'm really focused on is educating our account executive partners, right? So my sales team is phenomenal at talking to the originator that wants to move.
Right.
My strength is going to be talking to the account executive about their accounts that want to move, right? And combining those two really is a strength of ours as a company at this point. So reaching out to our investors, making sure that they understand the resources that First Funding can provide, you know, making them comfortable with that conversation, introducing the technology that's out there, and letting them know that you're not doing this alone. We have a full support team, right? You mentioned strategic compliance partners. Lauren does a fantastic job with that company. And so it's like, you bring in the people that you trust, and, you know, the trust that you know and trust to make that transition. And why is that transition important? Because in today's world, if you're a mortgage broker, you probably are signed up with 15, 20, 25 accounts, right? When you make that move over to banker, you're probably going to get approved with maybe 3 to 5 investors. So you as the account executive make that relationship way more sticky than as if it was just a wholesale relationship. And that's the absolute truth.
Yeah. So let's unpack that a little bit. So because we do have, I mean, obviously a couple of things if you're listening to this. So we have the Non-Dell Influencers podcast. Matt's going to be the new host. And I know we're working on a pretty aggressive agenda as far as some of the topics that you want to get into. But we also have the Non-Dell Influencers Resource Center. So and there's information in there for wholesale account executives. Also, if you're looking at transitioning to become a non-Dell, tons of resources, trainings, recordings in there. So non-DellInfluencers.com and of course the podcast. But if you're a wholesale account executive and you're saying, hey, we do offer the ability to do, you know, non-Dell correspondent lending, and I don't know anything about it, or maybe it's been a while. And for a lot of account executives, it's probably been a while, or they don't know anything. So, you know, walk me through, I'm an account executive and it's like, Matt, I know I have clients who are talking about transitioning. I know nothing about it. How can you help me?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know, you got to strike while the iron's hot, right?
Right.
Loan originators, as an account executive, you get to know them very well. You know their book of business. You know what their strengths and their weaknesses are as an originator. And when they mention to you that they're thinking about moving over to banking, you got to strike while the iron's hot, right? And First Funding, I'm just proud to say that we just had a great opportunity where an account executive from one of our investors sent us over a lead, said, hey, this guy, he wants to start banking. He's not too familiar with it. No problem. Our sales team was able to get him from initial application to facility provided within 2 weeks.
Holy cow.
Which I am learning is unheard of.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah. And it's so great to be able to call an account executive and say, hey, remember that client that you said was interested in doing non-Dell? Well, they can do non-Dell effectively today. Right. So let's get out and go out in front of them and start their training and make sure that you establish that relationship with them. So my sales team is phenomenal at onboarding new clients to the non-Dell space. Our technology at First Funding through the Fuel portal is very, very simple to use. So it's not scary. You don't need to have a ton of people in order to order your first wire. You can do it yourself. You know, it's a very, very simple process. And so really the encouragement that I have with my account executive partners is just bring us into the conversation. That's the only ask that I have, right? If you offer non-Dell as part of your TPO, please let us have that conversation, because we can bring those relationships and we can help strengthen those relationships for you.
And then, as you said, those relationships become much deeper.
Yeah,
and I love the fact of what you said is that pool is smaller. And so rather than competing as an account executive with seven other, you know, wholesale TPOs, you are competing maybe even with none if you have a good enough relationship. So those are the kind of things. So, you know, if you are a wholesale account executive and want to be able to say, I want to be able to help my brokers become, you know, the next step. And that's a lot of what it is. It's going from the broker to being the banker, and it's a good transition. So obviously, Matt, First Funding, the entire team there is helpful in doing that. So I want to, talk a little bit about what your vision is. I mean, what do you see? Because you have provided so much education. I've learned a ton from you. I know you used to do Matt's Minute, Minute with Matt, something like that. Hopefully you'll bring that back. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, it is going to make a reappearance.
Catch your breath.
I need to get my sea legs first, but
yeah. But, talk to me, because you are such a great educator, and I know that's one of the things that you're going to focus on. So, you know, tell me, what are some of your goals for the next, 60 days that you're looking at?
I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. My sales team is amazing, and they know warehouse funding better than anyone out in the field, right? They know how to get a facility put in place and to talk a client through that process. My goal is pretty simple. I'm just trying to bring all the other knowledge that comes along with a facility, right? Like the trends of the real estate market, what's happening in the industry, right? It's not easy to have that conversation about broker to banker if loan originators are nervous about another aspect of your business, right? Mm-hmm. So my goal is to make sure that my sales team understands those other aspects, right? Right now, what's happening in the world with NAR and the lawsuit that's going on, right? It's kind of a scary time about where leads might come from. My sales team just needs to know a little bit about how that impacts people's decisions about moving from broker to banker and how that might influence their decisions on an ongoing basis. You know, and then obviously I just want to talk to as many investors as I possibly can, make sure that they understand that they have support if they want to provide non-Dell services to their client base, right? So looking at their book of business and just simply asking the question of their top clients, hey, have you thought about making a move to non-delegated? If not, just make sure that you talk about it. I think my light just went out. Hold on a second. So just make sure you're asking that question in the meantime. You just want to make sure that you're having that conversation and just asking that question. So that's my goal for the foreseeable future. You know, I have a lot to learn. There's no doubt about it. I know all my passwords now, so that's an accomplishment. I don't need Nate to check in with me 17 times a day. So I'm learning, and I got a lot of growth opportunities ahead of me.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited to be able to have you in the role and to be able to see what your vision is and to help you to kind of, you know, bring that along as well. So I am excited to be able to work with you. And for those that want to reach, especially for account executives who want to say, hey, let's have a conversation. We'll make sure and put your contact information below. Obviously, you can find the resources at firstfundingusa.com. And I know that's it. And then you're going to be taking over for the podcast. So I am excited to be able to have you be the host because I'm ready to pass that torch on to you. So you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited. I've never hosted a podcast before. We're looking forward to it. We're going to have some great guests.
Nice.
And, you know, it's not going to be all layups, but I'm going to bring in some people that are going to challenge the idea of non-delegated and figure out if there's a, I want to hear everyone's opinion about the space, and I want to understand exactly what's going on in their world.
Right? I love it.
And the best thing about our entire industry, no matter what part of the world you are in, what role you have, this industry is nothing but change. Right. Yes. And so we're going to be up to date. We're going to be current. We're going to be talking about current topics in order to make sure that everyone has a complete understanding of how it might impact their business, whether it has to do with a warehouse facility or not.
Yeah. And that's really why, you know, we started the podcast is to be able to have those conversations because quite honestly, nobody's having them. And, you know, you can read about things, but I personally love podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts. And I probably listen to podcasts more than I even do the news.
Yeah.
And so that was really, you know, when Nate, wanted to start the podcast, it's like, absolutely 100%. I think it's a great thing. So, you know, if you have an idea for a guest, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, you can definitely let us know. And we can go from there. So make sure and tune in. I know you're going to get back on schedule. I think we were doing every other week. So, you're going to get back on schedule now that you have your sea legs.
Yeah. Now the first quarter was all about sea legs. Now second quarter is about ready to rock and roll.
I love that. Rock and roll is always good. So make sure and follow us, nondalinfluencerspodcast.com, and look for Matt's first episode, which I think you're going to maybe meet with somebody. I know. Is that right?
I got to get a yes first. They got to say yes. They
got to
say yes to the dress.
Yes, yes to the dress. Well, good enough. Well, if not, we'll have a very good guest. So, Matt, welcome to the team. We're excited to have you on board. Looking forward to having all of your expertise and your knowledge and your passion. And so looking forward to working with you on all of that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Make sure and tune in, and we will see you on the next episode of Non-Dell Influencers Podcast.